From Coleman High School. He attended Coleman College at Sacred Heart and then earned an accounting degree at the University of Alabama. He returned to Coleman and joined his family business as an accountant, where he specializes in helping small businesses with tax preparation. And after working 18 years in the accounting field, Woody made a career change and joined the building contractor Itson & Associates, where he spent 20 years supervising commercial construction projects. He retired from Itson & Associates in 2016. He's given back to the community in many ways. He served as Coleman City Council President for 8 years, from 1996 to 2004. He's also served as the President of the local American Red Cross, President of the Coleman County Fair Association, Treasurer of the Coleman Lions Club, and President of the Coleman Parks and Rec Board. Currently, Woody serves as a deacon at Christ Covenant Presbyterian Church, a board member of the Fixed Point Foundation, and a coach for the Miracle League Braves. Woody is married to Connie Voigt Jacobs, and they are the proud parents of their son Tyler and daughter Hannah. And we'd like to welcome Mayor Jacobs.
Thank everyone for being here today. And I just want to kind of tell everybody kind of what's going on, what's happening, and not necessarily just within the city, but the Coleman area. And you know, we're very blessed to live where we live. City of Coleman recently was awarded the number five place in 550 micropolitans nationwide. We came from 242 down to 113. That's the largest single jump ever. That's a doesn't sound like a big deal, but it's a huge deal when we're recruiting industry. Working with the county and other governments, you know, we've been able to create a lot of opportunities for jobs. And most recent one, Mayor Bartlett, we've worked with both these guys right here, and all three of us working together to keep the local industry in Coleman. Not only are those jobs that we're keeping, but they're going to expand. And it's kind of a unique industry because they do retail sales, which is what we all like, because that's one of the main sources of funding, you know, for our government. So we appreciate everybody working together, and all of our Dale and all those folks helping make that happen. Retail sales have been good. We saw that recently in a newspaper article. You know, the hailstorm was a big deal here in Coleman, and been working with the EMA to try to get the federal government to declare a disaster. And we got word last night where President Trump has declared Coleman, Gadsden, I think Calhoun. So again, the reason that's a big deal is a lot of people weren't totally insured. And you know, if you just had a liability or you had some things that happened, so now there's going to be opportunities for people to get some financial assistance back. Senator Shelby worked hard on that. Doug Jones, Congressman Idaho, they all sent letters of support. Our current governor, Kay Ivey. And we really appreciate them working on that. So that just came out. So if you'll kind of, you know, watch social media and the newspapers, they'll be setting up an office here locally somewhere in the city where people can go. But the number one thing right now, and you can go online and you can register with FEMA, and that gets the ball rolling. The Duck River Pipeline's a little over 50% finished. You know, I don't go out that way that much, but they just keep rolling along, digging and digging and digging. So the pump station is in probably around 95% engineering complete, so that's fixing to get bid out. The reason they sequenced that way is they didn't want the pump station done, and the pump's just sitting there in the warranty running on the pump. So that's all working very well. Last fall, we resurfaced St. Joseph Street. It worked out very well. Good Hope Contracting is who our low bidder is with the city. And this year, I'm going to make I hate to make promises because sometimes you have to break them, but we're going to work on West Main one way or the other. And it's pretty bad shape. Coach is out there somewhere. That's one of his number one. He goes down in the mornings and eats a biscuit at Jack's on the south end of town, so they hammer him pretty hard about it. So I promised him that we were going to make that the top priority for the year. Another area that we've worked hand-in-hand with the Chairman Walker is on some of our streetscape grants. I have a hard time saying that. And the latest one completed was in front of the courthouse there. And it looks really, really good. We've got one more that we're fixing to bid. That's on 278 to what I call out to Perry Warren's. And we just turned, we just got awarded the last one that we did a joint one, and they didn't have enough money, so they just did, I think, they did the city one and are going to do the county one next year. But we worked together on that again, so that's going to be on First Avenue, starting out at Arnold Street by the farmer's market. And when it's completed, and assuming that, you know, that we do get the other half next year, that'll go down to Mary Carter on that one. And then the other part that we'll be applying for will be from Oak Street up to Arnold Street, which is from right there at the middle school, up to past Depot Park, up to City Hall. So if we can get all those complete, and those are really good grants because they're 80-20, and you can spend $800,000. 640 of it comes from the federal side, and then we have to match 160. And again, we really appreciate the county letting us do that because, as Kenneth said, it benefits everyone. So we don't mind doing it. It's improves our streets and actually helps us, you know, with sales tax and things as we go along. Our parks in town, recently Stiefmeyer Park got a facelift. Culpeper Park got a facelift. Going to be next week unveiling the Carroll Acres Park that's got a facelift. And if you've driven down towards Engle Park, then we're working hard in the mud mainly, unfortunately. But that park's going to be really incredible. It's going to be one of the premier parks in the state of Alabama as far as blending, special needs recreational equipment with, you know, regular recreational equipment, which is what we did when we built that park down there with the Miracle Field. It's all together, and this park is going to be the same way. It's going to be, and I have a daughter with special needs, so I don't want to say regular kids because my daughter's regular, but you know what I'm saying? It's people with non-disabilities, they're going to be able to play right there on that same equipment, and people with disabilities are going to be able to play on that equipment, and it's going to be pretty neat to see that when we get it open. The upcoming events next weekend, Class 1A, 2A, 3A track meets here at Coleman High School. Coach works with that. Wes at City Hall works with that. That's a big deal. I mean, it brings a lot of folks to Coleman. And we may lose it. We may get outbid next year, but we got it this year, don't we, Coach? Got it this year. Strawberry Festival next weekend, another big deal. Coleman's going to be busy next weekend, I'm telling you. A lot of folks are going to be in town. Friday, we don't technically call it Strawberry Festival, but the seniors come to the fest hall. In their opinion, that's Strawberry Festival to them because we work, again, with the county and the city work together on that. That place is packed with folks on that day. And at the Strawberry Festival this year, they've got a ton of vendors. I think over 120, 125 vendors. But they've got this musical act. I'm showing my age here. It's called Eve Six. Now, they tell me that's a big deal. They said they had like one or two number one songs. I've never heard of them, but, you know, so. But they've got me worried. So I ordered some crowd control fence because they got me worried because this is in that era that, you know, you plan an event like this, you don't really know who's coming. And so when I realized that these folks had a number one hit, I'm thinking, we may have a lot of folks. So that's good and bad sometimes, Nathan, so be prepared. And shout-outs at the end, and I'm going to get in trouble with shout-outs, so just excuse me, but lots of people have been winning awards. Didn't even know that Coleman High School has a 4-H shotgun team. Skeet, Trap, number one. They're going to Nationals. So shout out to them. I think that's in June they're going to Nationals. Our Coleman Area Technology Academy, Wallace State. I don't know if y'all have seen the list of the students that won number one in there. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm talking about number ones and then twos and threes. And then we have Frank Weiler. We have our sister city. They have some folks that got here yesterday afternoon, and we welcomed them. It's kind of like they've been on like a 10-hour flight, so I kind of felt bad for them, but we let them leave and go catch up on some sleep. So if you see them around town, you know, give them a shout out and tell them hello. Thank you all very much.
Our next speaker is Chairman Kenneth Walker. Kenneth was born and raised in the Berlin community in Coleman County. He now lives in the Welcome community with his wife of 25 years, Trina Rasko Walker. They have three sons, Lance, Braden, and Landon, and he is a member of the First Baptist Church of Holly Pond. Kenneth's been in the water business for all his life, I guess, and he started his own company, Walker Waterworks LLC, in 2000. He's also the owner of the Fairview Superette, and he purchased that in 2014. He has served as chairman of the Coleman County Commission since 2012, and as far as I know, he's the first person reelected to the chairman of the Coleman County Commission for as long as anybody can remember. So that is a testament to him. So, Chairman Walker.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Chamber, for allowing us to be here today. And I want to thank each and every one of y'all for coming out and spending your time listening to us talk. I appreciate that. I want to touch a little bit about what Mayor Jacob was talking about earlier about the disaster relief funds for the hail damage. We did get word yesterday, and Phyllis Little with the county EMA will be getting that out. She'll be getting the office building for the disaster relief registration program, and she'll have phone numbers out and about on the website. So if y'all got damage or got family had damage, y'all just keep that in mind. We're working on it as soon as we can. Leah, what button did you say, MASH? The which one?
Right
one, okay. All right, the right one's not working. Okay, anyway, Coleman County has several parks. Did it go? Okay, good.
Megan's doing it.
Oh, okay, how are you? Thank you. We've got Smith Lake Park, we've got the OHV Park at Bremen, we've got Sportsman's Lake Park, and we have Clarkston's Covered Bridge. There's a project that we had finally got completed at Smith Lake Park. It's kind of a pepper pea project for me. Two of my sons were high school fishing, and at this time we had the boat ramp only could hold two boats, and with 300 students or 300 boats fishing the high school start tournament, and you got some teenage kids that can't back, and it was pretty tricky. So this is a great project, and I want to thank Alabama Power. I'm sorry, Tim, but that's their lake. And Jennifer at Congressman Adderholt's office, she worked extremely hard for us to get us some permits that was took us a year and a half to get. So I want to thank you for that. During the hail damage, the county, we had 94 county vehicles damaged. We had 50 of them that's going to be repairable of a cost of $297,354. We had 44 total lost vehicles, which was a total of $601,825,000, which is a grand total of $899,000. That's just in vehicles. And talked to the property insurance adjuster last week, and he still haven't got us any numbers on our buildings yet, but he said it's a lot of people don't understand that because the tornado is so wide and so long, but he said it's going to be extraordinary. So we're waiting to hear those numbers. Some of the damage from the hailstorm was the Sheriff's Department the detention center, juvenile detention, and the jail. And my understanding, the jail, the roof was 6 inches thick, and we had over 1,300 holes all the way through the roof at the jail. And if you look here at the part of the jail here, is all that insulation where the hail damage had went through and busted the roof. 2018's budget for the county is $54,233,853. You can see here is $18 million of it is the general fund. $11,700,000 is the water, and $8,157,276 is the road department. That's the three largest. The general fund's expense budget is $21,492,059. You can see here the sheriff is 10,988,051%. You've got the airport is 180,000. You've got animal control 413,000. This is online if y'all on the commission website if you want to go on and look at it. One thing we're fighting really bad at the commission office and all over the county is county health care cost. In 2012, we had 512 employees, and our total health care cost was $4,638,427, with the employees paying $728,666. 5 years later, 2017, we got 489 employees, which is 23 less. And you can see here on that next slide, you see here in 2017, our health care costs has went up $2 million, $6,603.77, with the employees' portion of that is $748,885. So that's something that we're struggling on pretty hefty right now. It's getting more and more costly every day. A lot of people think if you hire a man for $10 an hour, you got him for $10 an hour, where it costs the county about $4.45. So really, it's costing you $14.45 instead of $10. But and of course, the more you pay them, the more that percentage goes up. And last but not least, I would like to thank the commission, my two commissioners, for the job that they do. I'd like to thank Mr. Woody Jacobs for working with the county, working together. Mr. Jerry Bartlett, Mayor Bartlett, with good hope, I think we're going to let him tell the story about our venture of getting the Ag Corps to stay here. They were planning on moving off, and we pulled together and kept a pretty good local business here. So I just want to thank each and every mayor for working and helping out as we can. That's what we're here for. Thank y'all.
Okay, our next speaker is Mayor Kenneth Nail of the city of Hanceville. Kenneth was born in Coleman, Alabama, to Marvin and Dorothy Nail. He's married to Sabrina Nail. He has three children, Ethan, Wesley, and Hannah, and two granddaughters, Layla and Aubrey. Kenneth attended Hanceville Wallace State Community College and is a graduate of the Alabama Criminal Justice Center in Selma. He was a police officer for 30 years, serving the last 25 at the city of Coleman and retiring as a lieutenant. And unfortunately, he had to work for my brother when he was working there, so... He survived. He has served two terms as council member for the city of Hanceville. This is his third term as mayor, and he has received the advanced certified municipal official certificate. He's also served on many boards, the Coleman County 911 board, the Coleman County Mental Health Authority, the Coleman County Red Cross board, the Coleman Area Chamber of Commerce, Coleman County Community Development Commission, and the Coleman County Mayor's Association as president. Let's welcome Kenneth Nail.
Hope everybody's doing good today. Appreciate the chamber allowing us to come out tonight or today. Guess the clicker's not working. Okay, you got me. Okay, I'll do this and you hit it. Okay. I want to tell you a little bit about the city of Hanceville. It was incorporated in 1879. We're the second largest city in Coleman County. Our current population is around 3,100. We got many great projects going on right now. A big project that I pushed for the last several years is our sidewalk project that has basically what you had in Hanceville. You had Old Town down in an old part of town, and you had Wallace State, which was north of town, which I call New Town. We had to join those two together. It just made sense. And so we done our last pour a couple weeks ago. We still got a lot of landscaping to do on the sidewalks, but the sidewalk now has been completed, other than landscaping, that ties Wallace State in with downtown Hanceville. Wallace State's got a network of about 2.5 miles of sidewalk on their campus, and then it ties into our network of sidewalks. So we're very, very proud of that. So we always like bragging about Wallace, and, you know, Wallace is such a driving force in not just Hanceville. Now, when Wallace is in session, you go down that lunch, you can't get in a restaurant anywhere. But I think all the mayors here, chairman, would all agree that it is a big part of Coleman County, and we're so proud of Wallace, and we're always going to brag on Wallace. Okay. The next thing that I want to talk about just a second is Hanceville will be the first city in Coleman County that will be an ACE community. What that means is the Alabama Community of Excellence. We have worked on this, and this is one thing that Dr. Karswich had pushed me for several years to try to do, something we're proud of. You know, it will go hand in hand with the revitalization of our downtown area. Until recently, I actually also owned a couple buildings in downtown and put some personal money and blood, sweat, and tears into a lot of the revitalization. So very proud of that. But, you know, what the ACE will do for us, it will bring people in from Alabama, Auburn, and a lot of other colleges and professionals. Goodwill Mills and Kay would be involved with that. And it will help us. They don't come in and say, your town should be A, B, and C. We tell them what we want our town to be. They tell us how to get there. So that's what we like. I mean, all of us in Coleman County are probably a little bullheaded, and we don't like folks coming in telling us from outside, you do this, you do that. So this is a great program that allows us to tell them what we want to become, and then they tell us and help us to get there. So we're very proud of that. We have several parks. Veterans Memorial Park in Hanceville. We just left a senior fisher-rama today down there. And tomorrow we have a kids fisher-rama. It's a real great event. If you got any kids, grandkids, bring them down. Starts at 7 in the morning. It's just a great event. Still more scenes at Veterans Park. We just completed a new pavilion there at Veterans Park and installed a fountain there. It's really, our Public Works built this. I was so proud of them. We got some really good employees and talented, and so we were able to do that. Okay, this is our CW Day Park. This is our ball fields, and Mayor Jacobs said it exactly right. And I know Jerry also, the three of us, and some other parks in Coleman County, this ball playing is such an economical impact. You don't think about it, but this is what's great about it. When Heritage Park is full, they don't have sometimes place to put all the ball teams. So some of them comes to Good Hope, some of them comes to Hanceville. It's a big deal. It don't just help the city of Coleman, it helps the whole community, the whole county. And I'm not sure, I think Bynum also gets some feed off of that also. So we're very very proud of that. Okay. Want to brag a little bit about a high school. You know, of course, we're like any school. We have our problems, but something that I will have to tell you, recently for Class 3A in the state of Alabama, our math team won number one in the state. That's pretty proud of that. So we're so proud of our kids down there that was able to do that. Of course, you know, I always have to brag again about Wallace State. Dr. Carswick actually brought me this picture down last week to hang in City Hall, and they work with us so great, and I think the other mayors will agree. If we have a need or a problem, they jump in and they try to help us. And let me just brag about the elected officials, the mayors and the commissioners. We have a quarterly meeting where we sit down and we talk. And I will have to thank Mayor Jacobs several times. I call him, "Mayor, I need a track hoe." He sends me a track hoe. Vimont's called me. They need a bulldozer. I send them a bulldozer. We all work great together for the common good. And since we all share in revenues in Coleman County on the sales tax, it really, really works out great. We have a lot of stately homes in Hantsville that we're very proud of, a lot of historic homes. They're on Commercial Street going down towards the school. And next. Okay, this is something that I'm very proud of, and we appreciate the City of Coleman assisting us, and we appreciate Coleman County Economic Development. We've just got a new company opened up down there, MetSouth Incorporated. This guy came to Hantsville, came to Coleman County because he was south of Birmingham. He could not get qualified people to work in his shop. So he partnered with Wallace State. Then all of his people were having to drive south of Birmingham, so they're griping. They're Coleman County people. They're griping because they're having to go through that mess down at Birmingham every day. So he came up. We offered him a deal. Like I said, the city helped us. The county helped us, and we were able to get him in there. And I think a week before last, he hired four more people. I think we're up to 10 or 11 right now. It's a tool-and-die type company. We'll go to the next. Jesse's here. Don and his wife, they're just great. She's got a little nickname for me. She calls me the firecracker. But we love these guys, and we're so proud. It's such a nice company. We really haven't had the ribbon cutting yet, and that's coming pretty quick. This is kind of what they do. I think when the big company comes in up at Athens, it's really going to impact Coleman County, and I hope it impacts this company. And we've got probably another 15 acres there that I told them to keep building, and we'll keep putting people to work. So it's state of the art. It's really good. And what they done when they come to Coleman County, when they come to Hantsville, his market basically was Birmingham, and his market was Montgomery, Clanton down in that area. But what he's done now, he's coming to the two biggest markets. And that's what I preach to folks about Coleman County. You're between the two biggest markets in the state of Alabama, Huntsville and Birmingham. Makes sense. Come to Coleman County and build. Next. We're so proud of Louisiana Pacific. They've been there for several years. Of course, y'all know they make the chipboard, and they have several other boards that they make. They employ approximately 160 folks down there. They're great for the community. They're always willing to help out. Birmingham Fasteners is down there. Of course, Howard Tenney brought it in before he passed. We really thought the world of Howard, and they have about 50 employees down there. They handle any kind of fasteners, nuts, bolts, whatever you need, and it's a big company. We have several new retails in Hantsville. The Warehouse Barber, sorry, just left the City of Coleman Mayor, but he came down with us, and it's a nice place for a haircut and this, that, and the other, beard trim or whatever you need. We just opened up a new eyeglass place here that they will examine your eyes. So we're kind of getting to this part here where it's more of things that has to do with your health and your well-being. So if you need your eyes examined, come down and see the folks. I will have to brag about Hantsville Primary Care. It's one of the first nurse practitioner-owned primary cares in the state. I'm on the note. My wife owns the business, so I have to just throw that in there. So she's a smart one. So we're very proud of that. It's going very good. So if you have an ailment, come and see her, please. If it goes a little bit further and you need to move into assisted living facility, we can help you there. Come on down to Hantsville, move in. This is a great place. Brookdale, I go up there, and they have different events. And I have to tell you, the last time I went up there, it was at a Valentine's dance, and this elderly lady, 100 years old, she said, "That we want you to dance with the mayor." And I said, "Okay." So she said, "Okay, sweetie, I'm going to dance with you. It's been a long time since I danced with a man. I'm probably going to step on your toes." So we had a nice little dance, and she was a very sweet lady. The next thing is Hansville Nursing Rehab. We have almost 300 employees there. It's a nursing home and a rehab-type place. So if you're a little bit worser, then you need more assistance in living at the assisted living, you come on down and you come to the nursing home, and then you become a resident of Hansville just like you would at the assisted living. Now, if things turn for the worst and you need more of a permanent an answer, these good folks at the Hansville Funeral Home are glad to assist you. And, you know, we hope that don't happen. Of course, we all know it's going to happen. So that's about it. We're proud of Hansville. We're proud that we're able to work with our other elected officials. You know, we're just trying to move forward and come down and spend some money at Hansville. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kenneth. Our last speaker is Mayor Jerry Bartlett of the City of Good Hope. Mayor Bartlett grew up in the Jones Chapel West Point area. He is a graduate of West Point High School, Calhoun Community College, and UAB. He is in his fourth year as mayor of Good Hope after serving on the city council for 6 years. Before that, he was a teacher, coach, and a bus driver at Good Hope High School for 28 years. He's married to Jan Bartlett, and they have 5 grandchildren. Mayor Bartlett.
Kenneth, I'm glad they saved the best for last, aren't you? You know, I like being behind Hansville so I can outdo them. We are a growing community, to say the least, and, you know, I'm just always tickled to death to talk about Good Hope. It just thrills me. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here today. I'm glad you're here. My first slide, Megan. This is my council. These people are invested in the city of Good Hope. These people have raised their kids in Good Hope. They went to Good Hope. You know, the red Good Hope blood runs through their veins. We get along well. We don't fight and fuss much, and we don't agree on everything. But, you know, we keep things going well in Good Hope, and I'm so proud, you know, to have these people at my side. Keep good people by your side, and, you know, you can do good things. I'd also like to, announce, you know, Christy, raise your hand there. Christy is our city clerk and our assistant city clerk, Lori Loosby, right beside her. Raise your hand, Lori. These are my two right-hand people that help me so much. They're invaluable to us. I don't know where Corey went. Corey is also one of our... He is an administrative assistant or administrative supervisor for us / city planner. And, you know, he's invaluable to us also. We have 4 maintenance workers and 1 full-time inmate that we pay. And then the sheriff so graciously lets us have other inmates. Sometimes we'll have 4 or 5 out there helping us. And it's just a tremendous help for us to help us keep our roads clean and to help keep our parks going. So we appreciate the sheriff for that. It's springtime and, you know, growth and development right now. Everybody's thinking about spending a little bit of their hard-earned money. In the last 3 years, we have built 21 new houses in the city of Good Hope. We have 70 local businesses, and 8 of those have been added just in the last 3 years. We have a subdivision now that is expanding, that is just now starting phase 2, that's going to add about 35 to 40 houses. We have one of our largest subdivisions there that now you see for sale signs everywhere, and there's about 4 houses over there already started. We have a contractor that builds subdivisions on 5, 6, 7, 8 acre lots, and he is 1 house away from finishing 1. And now he has already got to the Planning Commission his next one that's going to have 12 houses in it. So that'll be 3 subdivisions right now that'll be expanding. So what I would like to think, I'm thinking that it's not going to take 3 years for the City of Good Hope to build the next 21 houses. So I'm encouraged by that. I'm excited by that. And we're looking forward to that. Here is... We skipped one, but we'll go. That's a good one. A few years ago, Corey wanted to clean up this area in Good Hope where there was, you know, just a lot of old buildings and a lot of old cars and a lot of old fences. So he went to the council and we decided to purchase 4.4 acres of land. And when we did that, just right after that, we got a pharmacy to come into Good Hope and build a new pharmacy, Good Hope Pharmacy. We have left now 3.3 acres of commercial property that we feel like would be a perfect place for a hotel, a restaurant, or a little shopping mall or whatever. We don't care. We just want something nice to come in. And, you know, we're willing to make a racehorse deal if somebody needs some commercial property down here at Good Hope. We want to get you down there. This is our ace in the hole, we think. This is our jewel at Good Hope. This is exit 305. This is the gateway to Smith Lake Park. You can get off right here. You can travel a brand new road. Commissioners and them just have that repaved. You can go all the way to Trimble, and then you can turn left on 318. And they've just, right now, they're down there paving. So if you get off the Good Hope exit 304 or 305, and you're going to Smith Lake Park, you're going to be traveling on all new roads all the way in my bass boat. Thanks, you. Can I? And my camper when we go camping. So that's going to be really good for tourism, you know, that we have these gateways into our city. And when all these tournaments, we bring in these bass tournaments, it just looks so good that they just got really good roads to go all the way to Smith Lake Park. And then they can put in with 6 lanes in a beautiful area where now it's conducive to us having, you know, some really big things and events that will come to Smith Lake Park. So we're excited about that. Also, you know, I would love to see something like down in Fultondale. All of us would, wouldn't it, Mayor Jacobs? You know, there at that exit, you know, it's an open canvas right now. You know, we got it. It's right there where your industrial park number 3 is, Topre. It's right there by the borough property. So there's just so much that can happen and will happen very soon on that exit. And so we're just very excited about the possibilities of what's going to happen there. This is just something we added this year. We've been talking about it for several years, and we just added a brand-new basketball court, and we keep it lit all the time. So we have kids there just constantly. Every day I get off and I'm going home, this place is covered up. And we're going to add 4 more basketball courts to that next year. So, you know, we'll be able to have 6 games going on. And these are some of the businesses that we have had to expand or build new. We've had several more than that, but this is just a few of them. And we've had people that have told us that they're wanting to come to Good Hope, and there are plans for more expansion. We're planning on having a big, big summer in the city of Good Hope, and we plan on announcing several new businesses coming to the area this summer. This is a community block grant that we're closing out right now. It's Pilot and Cabin Fever. They're 2 of our best financial sources. And we had to make it easier to get in and out there. So this community block grant that we're closing out lined up the road coming from Cup and Hardy's and made it where we could get people in and out of Cabin Fever and Pilot, you know, in an easier manner. So there's 3 phases to this. This is the end of phase 1. As we grow, we'll continue to work with LDOT to make it safer to get through there. And then when we're talking about Woody and the chairman was talking about our collaborative effort between the city of Cullman, the Cullman County, and Good Hope City, to where we kept 25 jobs from leaving, and they were expanding, so they're going to add 25 more jobs. So through Dale Greer, you know, we couldn't have done it without Dale Greer, but there was so many other people involved, you know, the all the lawyers that were working with the city, our lawyer, and the councils of both municipalities. Corey worked on it with us a whole lot. So there's a lot of people worked on this, and it was we were able to keep them and 25 more jobs. So, you know, we're looking at 50-plus jobs here in just the next year or two. And so, you know, people working together, it was a feather in all of our caps to get that done. And maybe we can do that again sometime. You know, who knows what this could lead to. So we're very proud of that. We're hoping that will be up and running. They're already starting to think about hiring people. They're going to be breaking ground real soon. You know, we're looking at early January probably to have it up and running full steam. And sometimes, you know, Woody and them have, Kenneth, they, you know, they have department heads. Down at Good Hope, you know, we don't have a lot of department heads. And we constantly see things that hit us in the face every day that we're not used to seeing. And so we're constantly, Christy and I and Lori, we're constantly having to ask, you know, how do you handle this, Woody? How do you handle this, Kenneth? So it gets to be, you know, the growing pains, you know, it gets to be stressful, and but it also is exciting, and we're glad, you know, that we're going through those things, and we just try to do it the best we can. And, you know, sometimes after you've had those stressful days, it makes you want to go up and see some of your other businesses and check them out. And this, I wanted to say something about this business, because last year in December, they were voted the top small business in the month of December. It put them in the running, you know, for the yearly chamber for best business. So, you know, it's a real good business, and they are one of our top revenue streams. And we appreciate them, and we appreciate all of our businesses, and we appreciate you. If you come through Good Hope, we appreciate you stopping and buying some gas. We appreciate you, you know, don't go through Hansville. Come through Good Hope and buy you some gas right there on the interstate, because we love that money. And last thing I want to say is cheers to Good Hope.
Thank you, Mayor Bartlett. Again, thank you to all of our elected officials today. We appreciate you being here with us and sharing your stories in all of our cities and towns and our county. It's just it's a lot of good news, and it should make you proud to be a Coleman-ite. So, again, I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's event. Our corporate sponsors is Goodwin Mills and Kaywood and Jackson and Williams Attorneys. Our program sponsor, O.F. Richter and Sons, for sponsoring today's program that's on your table. And finally, thanks to each of you for attending today's event and taking time out of your busy schedule. I would ask you now that we are adjourned from our state of local government, and if you would, please exit the reserved seating so that we can prepare for our next event that begins at 1:30. Thank you.
So you've been listening to The State of Our Local Communities as put on by the Chamber of Commerce. As you just heard the gentleman say, the next event is a legislative forum, and that kicks off at 1:30. We're going to bring that to you here as well. In the meantime, let's go ahead and go back to some music. How about some music from the Counting Crows on Coleman's Independent Radio, Live 95.5.
Just down the street from your hotel, baby. I stay at home with my disease. Ain't this position familiar, darling? Well, I'm a